This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI Audio and AMI TV. On this Friday edition of AMI The Movies, our entertainment critic, Michael McNeely, is here to serve up a review of the film Listen. Michael joins us from Kingston, Ontario. Hello, Michael.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, thank you very much. Listen, what is this film about?
I am listening.
I mean the film is called Listen.
Oh, yes, I knew that. Ultimately, this film is about a Portuguese couple who are living in London. And London, UK, they have three children. And one of the children is deaf. Unfortunately, one day the deaf girl went to school and she did not have her hearing aid. And as a result, the school notified social services. And social services is doing an investigation to see if there's any abuse or neglect in the family. And as a result of that investigation, the children are taken into social services care. And they may or may not be placed for adoption. So this is quite very scary for the family in question.
This film is part of an emerging genre which folks are calling a social issue or social realism films, which seem to be fairly popular right now with UK audiences. Why do you think that's so?
Well, that the UK in particular has always been interested in class distinctions, especially with their interest in the royal family, as well as their interest in how people in poverty are coping or not coping with what's going on in society. I always find it thrilling to see more realistic representations of families on screen, because I think sometimes Hollywood can glamorize people living in the middle class or living in the lower class and not provide enough realistic details, but in the UK films, we often get those realistic details that we're missing.
Speaking of representation, how is deafness represented in this film? Do you think the film did a good job?
It was part of the reason why I wanted to review this film this week, Dave. It's because of the deaf girl in it, and because the film is called Listen, I assumed that it would have to do with deafness. I believe that the performer, whom we're going to talk about, Macy, did a great job. But ultimately, the film is not really about deafness as much as I wanted. I think deafness is used as a way for the audience to feel sympathy for what's happening to the deaf girl, that the deaf girl is being taken away from her parents, and that her parents are really the only ones that understand her, or that her brother is really the only one that understands her. So I think that's how deafness is used. I think the depiction of deafness is realistic, because Macy uses sign language, and she has a hearing aid, and sometimes, as we know from real life, hearing aids don't always work, and hearing aids can get damaged quite easily, and that does not necessarily mean any abuse or neglect. I can tell you stories about my cochlear implant, which is on the side of my head here. It's brown, so it's difficult to see with all my hair, but I can tell you a story of when a younger child opened a hose on me, and I had to go and get my cochlear implant repaired. So these things do happen.
So, Michael, along those lines, I want to rely on some of your expertise here in terms of what you know about parenting children with a disability from your career as a family lawyer and also being a former child with a disability yourself.
That was also another reason why I was interested in this film. That parenting a child with a disability can be quite stressful, especially given the limited amount of resources that are out there, which we talk about on the station quite regularly. I think sometimes being a parent of a child with a disability, it's easy to feel alone, it's easy to feel unprepared. There's also astronomical costs of adaptive technology, such as hearing aids and cochlear implants, that are really quite counterproductive because it means that the people who need them can't afford them. And even with social support, there are many hoops that one has to jump through. I think it's also worth mentioning that many, many couples who have children with disabilities are likely to divorce as a result of extreme pressures that they're facing in both society and against each other.
Do you think the film was realistic with the issues that it covered?
That's the million-dollar question for this segment. And unfortunately, I realized that my expertise is located in Ontario, which is part of the link that I shared on our Twitter page. It's the Ontario understanding of working with the children's aid societies. I can't really speak for the UK. I can't really speak for their experience there. As a film viewer, I felt that the film was going too fast at parts, and that it was making the social services seem a little bit evil. And, you know, I don't think they're going to be blameless, and I don't think they're perfect all the time, but here they just seem like the bad guys and somewhat cartoonish. However, I can't not say that the director didn't do her research. She did, and the director does have some personal experience with the matters at hand. So it's an interesting way of storytelling because it's a film that is not only a social issue, but it's also an opinion on the social issue, and the opinion may not necessarily be the same for everyone.
What do you want to share about the young performer in this film, Maisie Sly?
Maisie Sly is an up-and-coming performer that I wish everybody will pay attention to now. You can see her in the Oscar-winning short film, The Silent Child. That's on YouTube, actually. You can see the whole thing, and it does have captioning. And Maisie is deaf in real life, and that's why she's able to have that role in The Silent Child and this role in Listen. I think she expresses the concerns that she has quite beautifully, and she's a great signer. She uses British Sign Language, which is different from American Sign Language, but I think we can pick up some of the nuances if they're described to our low-vision viewers. And I just wish her the best because I definitely want more deaf actors out there taking those roles that are usually given to people who are not deaf.
What did the film do well, and what do you think it could improve upon?
I think the film did a great job at the beginning setting up the family dynamic. I really felt for the family. I felt for the three children. The film is short. It's about 1 hour, 20 minutes, which means, you know, technically it's 1 hour, 15 minutes if you take off the credits. Usually we have 1 hour and 30 minutes of film. So it was short. I wish that it was longer so that we could get more nuance working with the social services. Also, I do have to admit that it's a stylistic choice that kind of works because when parents are working with social services or in Ontario, the Children's Aid Society, it can be quite stressful and it can be quite overwhelming. And in Ontario, even the Children's Aid Society has more power than the police. So it's really quite something that we need to learn more about. in our social systems. So I think what I would do with the film to improve it a little bit more is to expand some of the time that was spent with social services to show some of the paperwork that was being exchanged, because I don't think the film really does that. Although, in all fairness, maybe most parents wouldn't understand the paperwork that was being thrown at them, which is why they need lawyers or legal experts. And at the end, I would also, this is an interesting part that I didn't know, that in the UK, when children are being taken by social services, sometimes parents will try and get those children back, and then they'll leave the country because the social services can't really go after them when they leave the country. But that's also a little bit like child trafficking or kidnapping. So I would have appreciated a little more of a breakdown in that situation. And I think I read online that even when the parents leave with their children to escape from social services, they go to another country and then they engage with the social services in that country. So that would mean they're not necessarily being, you know, they're not trying to wipe their lives off the grid, but they're still leaving their home country, or they're leaving the country. So that's quite a powerful experience to have to go through.
Michael, one last question. This is the culmination. What score do you give the film Listen?
I give it a 6 out of 10, but I also allow myself the flexibility to change the score as I learn more about what's going on in the UK, because I can't quite say that this was an accurate representation right now or not. I just have my suspicions.
Okay, Michael, I will not force you to have your score set in stone. Hey, Michael, have a great weekend. Thank you for this. I always love talking movies with you.
And thank you very much. And don't forget, on our Twitter, we have the description of what it's like to work with the Children's Aid Society in Ontario, which may or may not be the same in other regions.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Michael tagged me in that tweet, so I'm going to make sure to retweet that as soon as we head to this break, at Dave Brown Radio on Twitter, at Dave Brown Radio on Twitter. I'm not sure if Michael tagged at AMI Audio in that one as well, but hopefully we can retweet that one through the at AMI Audio account as well. Coming up next on this UN International Day of Persons with Disabilities, Dr. Adrian Chen will tell you all about the work he and his colleagues do at Carleton University's Abilities Living Laboratory. This is Now with Dave Brown on AMI. You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.